Let us pray. For the gift of this day, Lord, today, we give you thanks. For the joy that it brings and for the challenge that it brings. Be with us, Lord. Help us to see the joy in the midst of the challenge. Be with my beautiful friend Chelsea and her family, dear Lord. Heal her. On this All Saints Sunday, as we remember those who have gone before us, help us to give thanks for their lives and find hope in the time that we will be together again in your presence. Amen. On Thursday morning, I was sitting in my office at church and Pastor Callan knocked on my door. And as he always does, he says, "May I enter?" And I said, "Come on in, come on in." And he had this strange look on his face, and he just said to me, "I need you to stand up and to grab your purse, and I'm going to walk you down to your car, and then I want you to drive to your friend Chris's house." And I said, "Well, okay, but why?" And he said, "Her dad died, and she really wants you to come and be with her." And so I got in the car and drove to her, where her dad was, and I walked in, and there was Vail, who I've known my whole entire life, and he was in his favorite jammies, and he was sitting in his comfiest chair, and he had his legs crossed at the ankle, and his hands were folded in his lap, and his head was down. And he had gone to see Jesus, and his beautiful wife, Margaret, who he had lost just a few months before and had just been saying how much he missed her. And the night before was Halloween, and Chris had spent the evening with her dad watching Wheel of Fortune and eating mini fun-sized bars. Are they smaller or is it just me? Later that day, I had the pure privilege of listening to a grieving family's memories of a beautiful man, a husband, and a father, and a grandfather, as we planned a service to celebrate his life well lived. There is no honor like hearing a family's stories of their loved one and honoring their loved one by sharing their life and their hope in God's promise. Thursday evening, our neighborhood moms and dads and kids all gathered together at our neighborhood church to celebrate the life of a dad who was taken far too young by the dreaded disease of cancer. When his boys were just little, he was diagnosed and given 6 months to live, and somehow, in his words, through faith and fight and family and physicians, he had made it to their graduation, a gift. Three different men, three different stories, three communities changed forever on that day. Three families tucked themselves into bed Thursday night with holes in their hearts, wiped out, cried out, but not without hope. Because this is not the end of their story, not by a long shot, because God has the final say. Today is All Saints Sunday. It's a day set aside on the church calendar since the 4th century. To celebrate, to lift up in thanksgiving the lives of those that we've loved and lost. Those unknown famous people that are on the stained glass windows in churches. And the really just locally known moms and dads, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives and children who get to heaven a little bit before we do. I think we'd all agree that the heaven part sounds great about it all. What Pastor Dixon described a moment ago, the place where God actually lives with us, the place where God wipes every tear from our eye and there is no more mourning and crying or pain. That much we can agree on and look for hope toward. But the sticky part is that we have to die before we get there. And the thing about death is we don't know when it will come. We just know that it will come. We don't know if it's going to be a beautiful death that we've wished for and is perfect in its timing, or a death that is not perfect in its timing in our eyes. And therein lies the problem. Intellectually, we know it is coming. There is no way around it. And that, I think, is why we fear it. We can't fight or bite or bargain or plea or pray our way out of dying. But here's the thing. God does not want us to live our lives thinking of that death or worrying about our deaths, but to live our lives knowing that we have a hope and a future beyond all understanding, that we will meet again with those that we love in God's presence, for that we have been promised. Do you know that the thing that Jesus said most often in the Bible is, "Do not fear"? My favorite psalm, Psalm 46, Jesus says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and they foam, though the nations are in an uproar, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." In other words, oh boy, this life is going to be crazy. There are going to be crazy good things and crazy bad things. You and everyone you love are going to die in the end, but don't worry. That's going to be the best part, because that is when we are reunited with God in God's presence. It won't be an end at all, but just the very beginning of eternal life. As pastors, we happen to be around death and grief more than most. And so this morning, I thought I might share a bit of what I've learned of death in living with you over the years. I've always had this odd acceptance of death as part of this beautiful circle of life. Not that we live and then we die and then it ends, but that we live and then we die and then we live in God's presence. This beautiful, continuous circle. And I'm not sure why, but I feel like God has always placed on my heart, since I was a little girl, this feeling. I've known it always, that I've always felt God's presence in death. But this week, I looked back in preparation for today and tried to figure out why. Like, what did God place on my heart? And this is what I came up with. Ever since I was a little girl, like many of you, you may have grown up with this prayer. And it began like this: "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." And from my first memories of being a little girl, I was like, wait, what? What was this? What? If I should die before I wake? Wait, what's up with that? And my mom would always say, "Oh, honey, don't worry." And she was sitting next to me on the bed, and so I felt safe and comfortable. And I would think, well, okay, I very well may die tonight, but I will be with God when I do. And that has always stuck with me. And then my Swedish grandmother would always have us recite John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life." So I heard, shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. My sweet father struggled with alcoholism when my brothers and I were kids. And then once he was in remission from that disease, he got struck with bipolar disorder, with all the ups and the downs that come with it. Hospitalizations, times of no work, hospitalizations, times with no work. So we got as a family on a gut level that life and death were both fleeting and that we never knew when things would be smooth or when they would be really, really, really scary. And so we learned to live with going with the joy, finding the joy in the midst of the storm. Because if you wait for the storm to pass, you will miss life, for life is in the midst of that storm. Now, this is going to sound really weird, but my uncle owned a mortuary, and I remember as a kid playing hide-and-go-seek and running around the empty caskets. Very weird. And then I saw the great care that he took and the respect that he paid to families in their time of death. Death was a part of everyday life for my growing up. It is truly something that we all have in common. When my husband and I moved to Chicago 30 years ago and bought our first home, we saw this house and we couldn't believe it. It had been on the market forever and ever and ever, and the price had plummeted, and we couldn't believe that Tom and Monica actually got this house. We were so psyched. And I remember my parents driving down to see it. My mom said, "You bought a house in the middle of a cemetery?" And I remember thinking, well, is that a problem? And that first Halloween, we were so psyched to be the grown-ups. We dressed up, we put on scary makeup and long wigs, and Tom rigged up the system so that when people would walk up the driveway, you'd hear, "Ooh!" We were so psyched. We were so psyched, we bought full-size Snickers bars in anticipation of all the throngs of kids that would show up at our door. Oddly, the night went on, and not a soul. We kept looking at the calendar. I'm sure it's a Halloween. We kept looking at the clock. The hours ticked by, until 10 o'clock, these three teenagers showed up. And I'm like, "Oh, hello, happy Halloween." And they said, "Well, we figured you'd be giving out good candy because no one comes to this house." All these odd little snapshots of death that God was placing in my psyche, teaching me that death is part of life, part of life. What I've learned as a pastor is that death is not only a part of life, but that death is a really good part of life. And while it's human nature to fear it, because we know not when it comes, only that it will come, there is so much beauty that comes in the midst of it. Every single day, I feel God's presence and God's promise. The world stops when someone passes from our arms into God's arms. Children come home, families gather together, crying, yes, but there's always so much laughter and so many sharing of stories. Old photos are pulled from storage. Old memories are shared. New memories are made. And life goes on, all wrapped up in God's love. What I hope you leave here with this All Saints Sunday is knowing that God is with us through each and every day of this life here on earth. And more importantly, with us in each and every day in the life to come. The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in. Your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. It is painful to lose someone that we love, and exceptionally painful when that death comes early. But I imagine that for most of us, and even for those three families on Thursday, that if we reflect on times when we've lost someone that we love, even in the midst of the pain, we will see love and joy and hope and laughter. In other words, we will see and feel God's presence. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Amen.